kof ben alef. Tnan hosam, four lines from the bottom. Lo yamid odom b'shus harabim, v'yishte b'shus hayochid, b'shus hayochid v'yishte b'shus harabim, elim kein machnis roishai v'ruboi lemokem shuhu shoyse. We are speaking about that we are afraid if roishai v'ruboi is not in the reshus that he's drinking from, he might bring the keli into the reshus that he is drinking from. It mentioned yesterday the lashon of the Rach, the Ritva is Shema Yavoi Lahavi Hakeli Lemakim Shegufoi Oimet Sham. That if Roshe Verubai is not in the Rishus that he's drinking, so we're afraid. Now while only Roshe is there, he might bring the Keli where the Guf is. Ele im Gladasi Rashi, Elim Kein Hichnis Roshe Verubai. Someone was ma'ir, it could be there's a grais in Rashi, because Rashi is going when it is good. Elim kein hichnis roishe verubay, the shuv loy chayshinan, if we'll make this grais, it's very good. The shuv loy chayshinan, shema yimshach gufay lemokim raglo. Now it's very good, the lashon of Rashi. Rashi is going on when he's machnis roishe verubay, the shuv loy chayshinan, shema yimshach gufay lemokim, so the guf is also in that rishus, so it's good in the Dibur HaMasel. Rashi is saying why Roshe Verubai is good. Roshe Verubai is good because it's not shash, but you have to be goyres loy chayshinon. The loy chayshinon. Or the shuv loy chayshinon. I didn't find anyone should make the grais though. Okay, al kaponim, this is the halacha by Shabbos. V'chein begas. Rein begas, sagt Rashi, an amet beis, meforish bepeik basche, le inyen meise, de chol kamo, shehu begas. Begas, the way Bisman Chazal, was a platform, and they used to trample on the grapes in the gas, and then from the gas, it used to drip out into a boil. So the whatever was trampled out on the gas, is considered before Gemar Meloche. So Memeiles are the Loches as follows. That one is permitted to drink wine on the gas. V'chein begas, mefosh bepeg basre, linya maise. The cholkame shehu begas. Kol's man, he's standing on the gas, shoysen beloy maise ala gas. Kol's man, the yain is on the gas. Kol's man shehu begas, shoysim b'loy ma'isar ala gas. Avo lo hoitzi min agas, but to take out of the gas and to drink chutz min agas, shti es kvahu. Ala gas, but what if he is on the gas, afilu mois goy b'chamin, avo lo kvah, lo choshev le kvah osam. This is not considered a shti es kvah, this is considered a shti es aroi. So memeila v'chein b'gas, v'chein b'gas, one is permitted, even though he is standing chutz min agas, if Roshe Verubai is begas, he's permitted to drink this yain. Here we could say, Dachsmer and Shabbos, there's two mahalchim, how to learn shat in this din. Either we could say also at the same gzeire, that if it's not Roshe Verubai in the gas, we're afraid he might bring back the, it's only Roshe begas, so he might bring back the keli with the yain where Gufoy is, and we'll be drinking at chutz legas. So it could be it's also at gzeire. Or could be it's also more than exeire, that since Gufoy is chutz legas, it could be that doesn't go into the heter of shtiya alagas, because everything is chutz legas besides pit. So in order to have a heter to be considered that it's shtiya alagas, you need roshe verubai that is in the area of the gas. Al kaponim, these are two halachas which apply to an odom, and later the sugi is going to clear what halachas apply to a behemoth. Let us see Tosfos. Lo yamid odom bepeirik basre mukila b'chafetz matzrichem loy. It is speaking about that if roishoy is only in the other issues, so we are afraid since he wants to drink from the kais, so he might take the kais which is in the rishus hayochid. He needs the kais, he wants to drink from it. He might bring it into the rishus harab or fakert, whatever the situation is. The gazrinon dil meyachnis etzloi. So the whole dion is that there's a gzeire, he might, if only Roishoy is in one Rishus, and Gufoy is in the, and Roiv Gufoy is in the second Rishus, where Geyza, Dilma Yachnis Etzloy. Vikoshe. Tractach Toisves, why do you have to speak about gzeires? The typically, the comma ayil, mershus arabim, leshus ayochid, if Roishoy is mershus arab. And Gufoy is Bershus Hayochid. So Lachayre, the Hanoche of the Mashkin is when it comes into the Bershus Hayochid. Then it's Noch B'meyov. So he made an Akire Bershus Arabim. And Hanoche Bershus Hayochid, the Kama'ayil, Bershus Arabim, Bershus Hayochid. So therefore it should be yourself. And Taisva says, we find such in Yonim, Kimoy Mashtit, Virok, Mirshus Arabim, Lishus Ayochid, Osrina Lekama. If a person is standing in the Rishus Arabim, and he's rocking to a Rishus Ayochid, so he's Chayiv. He was Oike from a Rishus Arabim, and he was Menich in a Rishus Ayochid. So here, drinking from a Rishus Ayochid and standing in the Rishus Arabim or vice versa, so he's making an Akira Vanoche. So why does the Gemara have to say that it's also Al Tzgzeire? It should be also Meiker Adin. Verashi Tiritz Lekamon, Deloidomi Lemashtin Verok. It is not similar to Mashtin Verok. Why? The Shoise Ovid Hakire Vahanoche Bechad Rishuse. When he's drinking from a Rishus Arab, he's standing in a Rishus Ayochid. So he's making the Akire and the Hanoche Bechad Rishus in the same Rishus. Why? The Mashkin Nochin Besoich Piv. The Mashkin, as soon as he starts drinking it, so he picked up the water in the Rishus Arab, and he puts it into his mouth, is the Mashkin Nochin Besoich Piv, Shehu Mokim Ptut. So it comes out he was oiker from a Rishus Ayochid, and he made a Hanoche in a Mokim Ptur. It's not Dalet al Dalet Tvachim. Va'af al Gav, the Choyzrin v'nivloin. I later, it doesn't remain in his mouth. He swallows it, the Choyzrin v'nivloin, and there it's already Nivla, already Bershus HaRabim. And Bershus Ayochid tastes, ain't Lachosh. Since there was a Hanoche b'mokem ptur in between, so Lamaise he took from a Rishus Hayoch, he took, let's say, if he's standing in the Rishus Hayoch, the piv is Rishus Arabim, so he took from a Rishus Arabim into a mokem ptur, so that's muta. Then he took from a, then he's, by swallowing it, he's taking from a mokem ptur to a Rishus Hayoch. Shumokem ptur. Ba'aval gav de choizrin v'nivloim, ein lochosh hoil v'nochul b'mokim tu. Frek toch toisves, ba'aval gav de b'mokim she'ein boi dalet al dalet. That we learned before, if you have a omud that is not dalet al dalet, omrinon urbovad shelo yachlifu. So there we learned one is not permitted to take from Rishus Arab and put on a Mokim Ptur and take from the Mokim Ptur and bring it into Rishus Ayochid. Awesome Gazrin and Dilma Osi Lafuki Behed. They were afraid maybe he won't make the Hanoche. He'll go straight from the Rishus, since that's his intent, to bring it from the Rishus Arab into the Rishus Ayochid. So afraid maybe he won't make the Hanoche and the Mokim Ptur and he'll go straight. The Mosel Afuki Behedya, Avul Hoche, Yevshe Klaus La Yanuchel Ma'at Bepiv, but here we have a unique Mokem Ptu. That means he's taking from a Rishus Arabim into his mouth, so here it's impossible that he should avoid a Hanoche in this Mokem Ptu. So since this Mokem Ptu, we betuach that he'll zicha make Hanoche in this Mokem Ptu, so here we want Geyser, because here it Tzicha has to work in two steps. So they won't even go. So that's why we have to say the Gzeira is Goran under Gzeira. The Gzeira is maybe he might slap the Keli into the Rishus where his goof is. That's why you have to come to this new Gzeira. Hosam gazrini de mazal afuki behedya, aber loch hi eb sheklau shle yonuchumat bepiv koidem sheyivlein. Aber bemashtin verok, some mele, that's by shtia. So by shtia we have a step in between that is mavdul, the chiyav achnose. Aber bemashtin verok, loy choshev piv mokim tu. There, we don't say, let's say, when he's rock, so we don't say that it's going from the goof to the pear, and from the pear to the next reshus. Even the piv v'guf v'hein b'mokim echot. If the pi is in the same reshus, so even though by roik, also Taisvis assumes that there's a step in between. If he's roik mi guf, or if the roik comes out from the goof to the pear, so it's not in the pear. But hayil, even the pi v'guf v'hein b'mokim echot, So it's one reshus. It's not chaylik reshus b'fnei atzma. So the pi is also a reshus ayochid. So now when he spits out from the peh into the reshus haram, so made an akira and anoch. Ulefize. So zoktachtaisve. So according to this yisot, hayam mutar lahaytzi reishay mereshus harabim. The lorik. So according to this, so be'etzem, Aces the Gemara is speaking about a case that his head was in the same rishus where his goof was. So that's called he's being oikem rishus ayoch rishus harab. But what will be if a person is standing, let's say, in the rishus ayoch, and he'll stick out his head into the rishus harab, and then he'll be rock. Even the piv b'mokim achas, since the peh is not in the same rishus as the goof, so it comes out, so it's a mokim p'tur, so me mele, so take bimuta. There's no difference in yesod between shtiye and rikike. It matters how the oifen is. If we have that the rosh is in a different rishus, so it's not nigrar bosor the goof, and it doesn't have the shame reshus where it finds itself. So it's a mokim p'tur. So say rikike will be muta, just like shti is muta. Traktoisves v'hodem iboilom bepeirik basre hu b'reshus ha'yochid upi ha'omor b'reshus ha'rabi ma'u. The Gemara clears it for a shayla. So Toisves asks, what's the shayla? I just said by rikike, If the pair will be in the Rishus HaRabim, it'll be mutter because it's going from a Rishus HaYochid to a Mokim to a Rishus HaRam. So Luchayis will be the same thing by Yeshtone. Hainu mishum de mereglayim miyad kshenekru miguf eshuv einochen befiyom. There's no step in between. Even though it has a Shem Mokim Tu, but it's not noch there. It goes straight through. So memele, so therefore, so it's an akir in Mershus HaYochid and anoch in Mershus HaRab. This is Shitas Rashi. Gewaldig. Avo, Faktach Toisvis, Mepeire Kamed, Shabbos Koshe. Faktach Toisvis, Akashe, from the Gemara in the first Perek of Shabbos. The Kamrin in Hosom, Adarabe, Mishach Sheicho, Dei, Shodilu osi lidei chiyev chatos loy kantzina. The Gemara in Shabbos Tav Gimel Amud Beis has such a shaila. The Gemara is a shaila if a person went and picked up a chayfetz Shabbos when it was ready Shabbos. He was standing in the Rishus Ayochet and he stuck out his hand with the chayfetz in the Rishus over the Rishus Aram. So the Gemara clears a shaila: did they kantzin him that he's not allowed to bring it back? Or didn't they cancel him? He's permitted to bring it back. So the Gemara says as svore that they should not, if it was Mishach Sheicha, if he took it out, Mishach Sheicha, Yishzicha shouldn't cancel him, you should permit him to take back his hand. Because if you won't permit him to take back his hand, so that means he'll have to hold the Chayfids out the whole time, so he's going to get tired of holding the Chayfids in the Rishus Aram. So the Gemara says, the Zicher, a Svore, that we shouldn't cancel him, because we're playing with fire over here. If we're going to tell him you have to hold your hand outside in the Rishus HaRabim, he might throw it down into the Rishus HaRabim. So we were going, and they should be Mechalo Shabbos. Frechtach Toisves, Lachayra, that's not true. If we just said a Yesod, if there's a pair in a different Rishus, if there's a pair in a different Rishus, and you're being Oikel from one Rishus to the pair, to the goof, so we say that the pair is a Mokem Ptur, doesn't have the shame Rishus that it finds itself in, doesn't have the shame Rishus that the goof is in, it's a Mokem Ptur. So Memela, how could the Gemara say that if he's going to throw it down, he's going to be Chayev Achatos? He's Zichem won't be Chayev Achatos. He picked it up from the Rishus Ayochid. He made an Akira from the Rishus Ayochid. By stretching his hand outside the window, so now it finds itself in a Mokem Ptur. Now he'll throw it down, so it'll be from a Mokem Ptur to a Rishus Arabim. So he's Zichem won't be Chayev. Hoyel v'nochi b'yodai shu Mokem Ptur. V'yesh lo'ima. It is only considered a hanoche b'mokim ptur ela b'dovo shuhunaitel mim kaimai. Avol hosom shakli noch me eilov loichoshiv hanoche b'mokim ptur. To understand what Taisvis is answering this, I'm more like Lamdashe Taisvitz. I'd like to say over the Lashon of the Taisvitz HaRosh. Taisvitz HaRosh explains it a little better. The Taisvitz HaRosh says, Hosam Leichoshiv Hanochas Yodoi Mokem Ptur. That what his hand is sticking outside of the window, it's not called Hanoche B'Mokem Ptur. Given the loy nitan hachefetz liyodai mimokim achem. To be magdam a little bit, there's a sugye in the beginning of Shabbos, Bav Gimel, that clears a shayla, akiras gufoi ka akiras chefetz, hanochas gufoi ka hanochas chefetz. A shayla in the Gemara. And let us just dwell 1 minute on the shayla of the Gemara. The Gemara clears a shayla if Reuben picked up a chayfetz and put it on Shimon. Shimon was standing. Now Shimon walks and Shimon stops. So the Gemara is a shayla, do you say Shimon's walking akiras gufay ka akiras chayfetz, hanochas gufay ka hanochas chayfetz or not? What are the tzdodim of the shayla of the Gemara? The tzdodim of the shayla of the Gemara is that together of akira and hanoche is understood that something was done with the chayfetz. The chayfetz was put down. The chayfetz was picked up. That's called, there was an akira on the chayfetz, there was a hanocha on the chayfetz. In this case, nothing was done with the chayfetz. If you'll be done on the chayfetz is resting on his shoulders. Nothing was done with the chayfetz. The chayfetz is kavu of a kaima. He's walking. He's stopping. The chayfetz is nothing really happened with the chayfetz. The pu'ulis, there wasn't an akira on the chayfetz, wasn't hanoch on the chayfetz. No, there's a shayla, maybe akira's guf, ka akira's chayfetz. Since the chayfetz is on his guf, and the guf is making an akira, so we will rechen ke'ilu, the akira, what is being done to his guf, is ke'ilu, the akira is being done to the chayfetz. That's a lomdish shayla. But on this lomdish, nothing is being done to the chayfetz, so it's not called the hanoch. Zukta Taisvis HaRosh as follows. By Shtiyah, let's say the case of Rashi. In the case of Rashi, when a person is drinking his head is stuck out into a Rishus HaYochid, he picks up a glass of water and he drinks. He's putting it in his mouth. So Rashi says, the minute in its mouth, it's considered a Hanoch. So there, by putting it into my mouth has a Shem Mokem Ptur, so it's called I was Meiniach the Mayim in a Mokem Ptur. Something was done to the Mayim before it was in the Rishus HaYochid, in the Rishus HaRabim, and I was oiked from the Rishus HaRabim, and I put it in my mouth. So I made an Akira from a Rishus הרבים, אין הנוכב בסייך פיו, וצ'ז הדין אבא מוקם פטור. So ממילא, and then later, I moikir it from the mouth, when I swallow it, my, it goes into the rishus ha-yochid. There, you have such a musig of a hanocheb b'mokim p'tur. But let's say, let's go back to the Gemara in Shabbos that Tosfos is speaking about. The Gemara in Shabbos, a person picked up a chayfetz in the rishus ha-yochid, and he stuck out the chayfetz into the, his hand is stuck out into the rishus ha-rab, and the chayfetz is in his hand. Was a hanochem made on this chayfetz? This chayfetz is traveling with his hand. It's in his hand. The hand goes out. The chayfetz goes out together with the hand. Nothing was done with the chayfetz. I moved my hand. The Russian Shabbos says, Akiras gufoy ka akiras chayfetz. Akiras yodoy? It's not ka akiras chayfetz. We don't say that if I'm just oike my hand, it's keilu the chayfetz was necker, or hanochas yodik hanochas chayfetz. So memele, if the chayfetz, I was oike the chayfetz on Meshus HaYochid, and the chayfetz is in my hand, and now my hand goes outside, and the chayfetz is schlepzich with the hand. It's not called the chayfetz became munach, even though my hand now has adin of a mokem ptu. But it's not called that the chayfetz, since nothing was done with the chayfetz, it's not called that the chayfetz became munach on a mokim ptur. The chayfetz is still in the process of transition, of moving, it's, even though it's standing, but there was no hanoch of the chayfetz. So therefore, if I'm going to go later and drop it down, it's called there was an akire from a reshus ha-yochid and a hanoch in the reshus ha-rab. This matzav of holding it in between does not give it a teiras hanoche. That's the innovative nikdoch amolun taisus. The loichoshiv hanoche b'mokem p'tu. Elo b'dovo shehu noitel mim kaimoi. If it was in one place, and it's put in another place, that's called the chayfetz, was munach in the snurishus. Avol hosom shakli noch me'ilav. The kli wasn't put into his hand while the hand was standing out in the Rishus HaRab, or the hand was stretched out in the Rishus HaRab, when the hand had a Shem Mokim Tu. Loi Choshev Hanoche B'Mokim Tu. So it's not called Hanoche B'Mokim Tu. Ulefize. So now Tosfos differentiated between Shoise from one Rishus and Rok from one Rishus. Let us see in a minute. Now let us see what Tosfos is saying. So Tosfos is saying, what will be if a person, this is how the Gram Horovitz and the Svas Emes want to learn Pshat and Tosfos, then the Svas Emes is Moisef, Anoifach Mishaloi. What will be if a person had saliva in his mouth while his mouth was in the Rishus HaYoch? Fine. Now he stuck out his mouth. He stuck his mouth out of the window. So memele, it's not considered a hanoche was made on the saliva, because that's mamish the case that he had a chayfetz in his hand and he stuck out his hand. It's not considered a hanoche was made on the chayfetz that's sticking out. So if he's going to drop it, so he'll be chayy. So Tosfos said, so memele, I just said a minute ago that from, since it is muta me'ikar adin, to be shoise, because the aver that's in a different rishus has halacha b'mokim p'tur, and it makes a hefsik between the akira and the hanoche. That's what Tosfos said till now. So Tosfos says, I say, should come out halacha by rikike, it also should be mutter. Now Tosfos says, no, there's a tremendous difference by rikike. By rikike, if let's say if the saliva was in his mouth, and while his mouth was in the Rishus HaYochid, then he'll stick out his mouth. So Mamel, there was no Hanoch, no new Hanoch of the saliva in this new Rishus. So he'll spit out, he'll be chay. That's how the Gram Horovitz says Pshat and Tosfos. And this is Vasemis also. But let us think, what will be if Lemaisa, he stuck out his head, and then he'll bring up the saliva or the phlegm into his mouth, then he should be permitted to spit out. Because then he made a hanoche in his mouth, he brought it from his goof to the mouth, and when the mouth was a mokim p'tur already, and then he should be permitted, as they will taiske kum. Zakt es vas emes, aber
So Taisvis shouldn't know. Lefisa also loitzi roishe b'shus haravim b'loroi. Taisvis should have differentiated. Also, it matters if the roik was in his mouth. So then it's also, if the reich was not in his mouth, it's mutter. Zuktis Vasem is a beautiful pshat. He says, here's another diak on Taisus. Taisus says, Lefiza osa lohitzi reiche bishus haram belori. Why should Taisus say osa? Taisus should say he's chayiv. If he stuck out his head and he spit out, he's chayiv. Not only it's osa, he's chayiv. Like the Gemara says, isha dileo bichayiv. That what the reich is in his mouth, it's not called the hanoche b'mokim to, so he's chayiv. Why does Taisus say osa? So the Svasem is beautifully. He says, the Bemis and Taisus wants to say, Vashteitzach, if he had reich in his mouth and he stuck out his mouth, it'll be chayiv. That's posh. Now Taisus means to say, if he didn't have reich in his mouth. And now he takes it out from the goof. So l'chay remi keredin, it should be mutter, because he's taking from a reshus ha-yochid to a mokim tu to reshus ha-raf. But Taisus had asked before, you're not allowed to do that either. You're not allowed to do that either. You're not allowed to be machlef reshuyas. So Taisus says, by drinking, since they'll never become a kilkel, so you're allowed to. So that's by drinking, they'll never become a kilkel. But by rekikah, the sicha will become a kilkel. It matters if he sticks his mouth out first with the roik, or if he sticks out the mouth without the roik, and then he makes the roik. So there's a mokim for a kilkel. So if there's a mokim for a kilkel, so Taisus says, it's osir afilu, the roik will come later in his mouth. That's how this was Emes says pshat in Taisus. Vim taima, fraktach Taisus. So Taisus said, epis a gewaldike yesot, that if the chayfetz is still in his hand, even though the hand isn't moving, and the hand was kind of different rishus, it's a mokim ptu, it's not considered noch in that rishus. Vim taima, fraktach Taisus, akati efshad le osili de chiev chatas. The Gemara says in Shabbos, that if you're going to make a knas on this person, you're going to tell him he has to leave his hand there. He'll zicha come lidechi of chatis. He's going to drop it, and he's going to come lidechi of chatis. Frektach Taisus, that's not true. Ke goin she yitain mi yodei zois li yodei acheres. He won't come lidechi of chatis. What are you afraid of? You're going to tell him, you're going to counsel him that he has to leave it out there. You can counsel him, he has to leave it out there. So what are you afraid? He won't be able to hold it there the whole Shabbos. It's going to fall down the Shus HaRabim and he'll be chayiv. No, he has an eitzah. He'll stick out his other hand. And now it's in this hand, it wasn't considered munach. But he's going to go and put it in the other hand. In the other hand, that's called the Hanochi B'mokim Tu. So Mamela, it's not Muchach that'll become Lidechi of Chatas. The Gemara said you can't cancel him because by canceling him that he can't bring it back, he'll zicha come Lidechi of Chatas. Frektach Taisus, it's not Muchach to come Lidechi of Chatas. Gein sheyitem v'yodei zois, l'yodei acheres. V'yeshloima emphataisvis, the Eirik shehanekev cotton. The window is a small window. Speaking about a window that he can't stick in his other hand. So if you're going to counsel him, you say, don't bring back your hand, it'll become lidechi of chatas. This is one mahalach that Taisvis had. Others want to say, this. The second mahalach will also be a beer in Rashi. Rashi didn't say too much. Rashi just said that when he drinks, he's not chayev because there's hanoch in that reshus. Rashi, but the lomdis, Taisus seems to have two mahalchim what the lomdis is. Va'oid nira leforish. A little different mahalach. The leidomi lemashten v'rok. What is the difference between shtiye and rekike? The hocha k'sheboilom. Now Taisus says as follows. That what he puts it in his mouth, and we assumed before, that alone is called the hanoche. Maybe that's not so posh, it's called the hanoche. That what it's in his mouth. He's drinking, it's going through his mouth, and he's going to swallow. Could be that's not called the hanoche. No, what is pshat? Ksheboilom. But when he swallows it, the minute he swallows it, shivi kinochin. So the liquid is considered noch. Now, why is it considered noch the minute he swallows it? Afal gav de einam nochim. It is not noch. It's, the water is going to go, it's going down, it's traveling down,
after he's swallowing it, it's traveling down into the Rishus HaYochid to Mayov, yeah. Mishum de mevatli agav gufoy. The minute it is swallowed already, it becomes bottled to his guf, and that is considered a hanoche. That means hanoche is not dependent in moving or stopping. If lemaise it reached its final destination, or that it's tachlis, even though it is still moving, it is considered the thing became noche ready. V'havi akire v'hanoche b'chad reshuse. So it's called akire v'hanoche b'chad reshuse because the beis habliya is in the reshus harab. The reitis loshen of Tosfos and Tosfos Rosh Weiss is klar that Tosfos here holds that the beis habliya becomes bottle to the reshus that it's in. It's considered also a reshus harab. But it becomes bottle. It becomes bottle to the Rishus, becomes bottle to him. So Memeil, that's called the Hanoche. So that means, so it ended already. So it's called Munach. That what it's going further it's called Ameir Anakira B'Shusarab, Hanoche B'Shusarab. V'hochi Nami, so it's already Munach B'Shusarab. V'hochi Nami Oma Rove B'Perik HaMoitzi. Hoitzi Shtei Oisi Yois. The kosvon shehu mahalach, a person took out two oisiyos. What shall he took out? He took out ink. The kosvon shehu mahalach, and he wrote it down on a piece of paper. Chay, and he's walking. The ksivosn zuyani choson. So hanoche is not dafke considered that it was put down. Hanoche means that it reached its tachlis. That's its destination. The dioi had to be written on the paper, so that's called, it became munach already. That already is the hanoche of the dioi. So who adin, this is called the hanoche of the mashke. And since this was in the reshus harabim, so it's called, it was already munach there already. So Memele, the difference between the first teretz and the second teretz is that not the hanoche is bepiv. The first malach was hanoche was bepiv. So then we clear the shaila. So why by rock isn't it considered hanoche bepiv? So he had to say, because the piv isn't the same reshus. The piv will be different reshus, will be mutter. That was the first malach. Here we're saying the hanoche is not bepiv, the hanoche is after his boileye. That gives it a teretz hanoche. The way I'm saying now that the shame hanoche is chal with the bliye masnisen the omruloi. It says as follows: Gabiyesh oichal achila achas v'chayev heichatois. The Mishnah says that it is possible a person with one achila could be chayev heichatois. Heichatimtze, it was chaylev, and it was noisar and pigel, and it was yom kippur, a ganze geschäft. So memela with one achila is chayev heichatois. Rab Meir Oimer im Hoya Shabbos. What if it was Shabbos? V'hoitzi b'piv. He carried out this machel b'piv. When he was b'leyetz, he schayv another chatos. He made a sixth chatos. Al tchilo Shabbos. V'hash tefek tachtois viz. Heichi choshev eitzo b'hadi hadach. How could you say yesh oichel achila achas yechayv six chatos? Ho be'idne de mechayev olayu. When is he mechuyev al Shabbos? B'shas hanochas goren. No, when is he chayev al tzachile? B'shas hanochas goren. As soon as he swallows it, so the ischal the isuria isur achile. Does hanochas groinoi? B'shas hanochas goren, maybe. Akati loy mechayev aitzo. Al tzaitzo is not chayev at sheyenuchu b'meyev. So memeile, it says, how could you put it in the same yesh oichal achila achas, and with the achila is chayev six chatois? With the achila is not yet chayev al Shabbos, it wasn't noch. Elaitzonami mechayev mishas bliya de choshev kemunach. It's also is chayev because it's choshev kemunach. Zog the Gemara weiter. Gabi, yeah. Gabi Odom ha'omar d'boi roi sheve rubai. So by Odom he said, if there is, he's standing in one rishus. He's drinking from another rishus. And we are afraid that the keli might go from the rishus hashtiyah to the rishus that the goof is in, so therefore we need roishe verubai. Gabi odem omar, the boy roishe verubai. Gabi poremi beina lo roishe verubai oiloi. By a pore, do you need roishoi verubai, yes or no? Yeah, that's the Gemara Shaila. It's pora, so what is the Shaila? So the Lashna Gemara is, perhaps by pora, you don't need roish, mi bo'inon roish everubai. That means the Gemara is a svore that pora should be gringer than odom. And what is the svore? The svore is very poshe. That means by odom, I'm my own baldova. That means it's difficult for me that the head is in one rishus and the goof is in the other rishus, so he might go and schlep the head with the keli in the same rishus, because he's the one that's suffering from the two rishuyis, so he might go and schlep the keli. If it's not negeya him, it's negeya the behemah, after behemah's places can assign from. So memele, he'll hold the keli, and the behemah doesn't have to be roishe verubai, he's gonna hold the keli in the bein apasim. Let's say, or in a rishus hayochid, and the roiv of the, he's holding the keli, so memele, he won't slap it out to the goof. He's the baldov over here. By him, it's not inconvenient. So that's the Gemara Shaila. Mi bo'ina lo roishe veru bo'yoloi. Zogt Rashi, gabi behem, ha-mashke behemtoi b'shus hayochid. A person is mashke behemtoi b'shus hayochid. Vehi oimedes b'shus harab. Klar the Gemara Shaila, do you need here roishe veru bo'yoloi? Mi bo'ina lo roishe veru bo'yoloi. Zog the Gemara weit. Kol hei chedika nokat mone, voloi nokit lo, loi ti boila. If he's holding the keli, and he's not holding the head of the poro, now let us see picture 24 on page 46. That means, so here in picture 24 is speaking about, that's nokit mone, the nokit lo ba'afsa. He's holding the head of the behemah with one hand. He's holding the keli with another hand. So memele, there he's in full control of the behemah. So memele, that's one case. We have here another case where he's not holding the head of the behemah, he's holding the mone. So the Gemara is like, kolayicha did the kanokit mone, so then there's no shaila. The boy roishe veruba milagav. Yizich need roishe veruba milagav. Why? Let us see Rashi. Heichi the noket mone. Shehi shaisabo. He's holding the keli that the behemah is drinking from. Bloy noket letzavor ba'apso. Shleitucha la'akam roishe bechutz. He's not controlling the neck. So the maize could very well be the behemah that Gebben Zich, he's holding the keli underneath the mouth of the behemah is drinking. The behemah only, it's roisha b'soich reshus hayoch. The behemah that Gebben Adrei, and he's holding the keli. But I could Gebben Adrei, so it can go out to the reshus harab. So memele, loyti boiloch. The boy roisha v'ruba milagav. There yezichen id roisha v'ruba milagav. There I wouldn't clear a shayla mi b'ino. Because there he's not a balabos, the behem is a balabos. Kita boiloch, but a klera shayla, eicha de nokit mona ve nokit lo. If he's holding the keli and he's holding the behem above, so that's picture 24. My, what is it in there? So what does Rashi say? Loiti boiloch, the body chashinon, shem ta'akim es roish, betel chazakeli achel. So Mela, but here, if it's Nokit Lo, Nokit Lamona, but Nokit Lo, that's the Gemara Shaila. Omalei, so he answered him to Nisua. We learned. V'bulvad shetehei ha-poro roisha v'ruba mi-bevnim v'shoisa. We learned in our Mishnah that one could make the pasi b'rois as close as he wants to the boy. Under one condition, that there has to be a space between the pasi b'rois and the boil, that the roisha v'rubo should be able to fit in. He cannot make it a very small area that only roisha should fit in. It has to have roisha v'rubo. Maila. So you see, klal, you need an area for roisha veruba. Maila, the nokit lo, the nokit mono. So mistame, the Mishnah means, even though you need roisha veruba, even though he's holding the avsar of the behemoth, and he's holding the keli, you also need roisha veruba. So you push it to shaila. We klal the shal mi boin and roisha veruba. The Mishnah says need roisha veruba. So why stays b'chol oifin you need roisha veruba? So the Gemara like, it's not muchach. You know when you need roisha veruba, the nokit mona v'loi nokit lo. Now that's when you need roisha veruba. If he's not holding the neck of the behemoth, then you need roisha veruba. But you can't be patient from the Mishnah. Yeah, frek the Gemara. So what are you telling me? That the Mishnah that says you need roisha veruba is speaking about if you want to be mashke, the behemoth, without holding the neck. So then you need roisha veruba. Frek the Gemara b'chinoket mone v'loinoket lo mishori. In such a case, if you're not holding the neck, a full roisha veruba won't help. V'asanya, we learned in Abaraisa, lo yemalei odomayim v'yitein b'shabes lefnei behemtoi. You're not allowed to fill up from the pasi b'irois mayim and give it lefnei behemtoi. He's only allowed to fill up, not to give it and hold it in front of the behemoth, but he spills it out and the behemoth drinks by itself. So now we have to hold cheshbon. So the Gemara is saying, in the Mishnah it says that Roisha Veruba is good. So I wanted to prove that Roisha Veruba is speaking about when it's Nokat Lo and Nokat Lemon. So you see, you need, by Nokat Lo, you also need Roisha Veruba. So you're telling me no, Nokat Lo and Nokat Lemon, Loibin and Roisha Veruba. The Mishnah says you need Roisha Veruba is if Nokat Lo, Nokat Lemon, Loi Nokat Lo. That's what he told. So Gemara says, Nokat Lemone, v'loi nokat lo, roishe v'rubay won't help. Because he brings a baraisa. The baraisa says that you have to spill it out. You can't hold the keli. You have to spill it out. So kochach, the baraisa is speaking about when it's nokat lemone, v'loi nokat lo, then you have to spill it out. And the Mishnah that says you need roishe v'rubay is speaking about what's nokat lo, v'nokat lemone. That's the Gemara's kasha. Let us see Rashi. V'chi loy nokat lo mi shori lecheis hakeli bepasei berois. Is it then permissible, if he's not holding the behemoth, is it then permissible to hold the keli? V'aval gav da'asuyin ki tikunayin sha'apor ha'roishe v'ruba befnim. We learned lo yemalei oda mayim v'yitei lifnei behemtei v'yecheis hakeli b'yodei b'yitshi shoyse. We learned one is not permitted to do such a thing, to hold the keli while she's drinking. We have a baraisa that you're not allowed to hold the keli. Al-Kochach is speaking about b'deloi noket lo. Why do he noket lo? If he's holding her also. I never hold the keli. I always pour out the water. So what's Kate Biron that this place for the baby to be bifnim? So if we have here, a baraisa says you're not allowed to hold the keli. You're not allowed to hold the keli. And the Mishnah says, seems you're allowed to hold the keli. Elopshita, but the loy noket lo, if he's not holding the behemoth for the roisha veruba, is not muta. Umas nisen the shori, but the noket lo, oktani roisha veruba bebefnim. So the Gemara, so let us get back into this. So the Gemara declared a shaila, mi bo inon, roisha veruba, by noket lo, the noket lemon. That was the shaila of the Gemara. And the Gemara is poishet because they have one baraisa says he's not allowed to hold the money. The Mishnah by Stoys is allowed to hold the money if it's roishe veruboy. So al kochach, the pshara is that the Mishnah is speaking about nokat lov and nokat lamon, and the Braisa is speaking about nokat lamon and v'loi nokat lov. Now before we go further, there's a something is not clear here in the flow of the Gemara. Before the Gemara assumed, when the Gemara started off the Shaila, the Gemara said as follows. Gemara klaz a Shaila by noket lo, noket lemono, do you need roishe verubay? And the Gemara said like this, kol heiche de noket mone veloi noket lo, then you zichen need roishe verubay. But noket love and noket lemono, maybe you don't need roishe verubay. Aber kaponim weiss the heis before the Gemara held, that nokat lo v'loi nokat lamona v'loi nokat lo, you need roishe v'rubay, and roishe v'rubay will help. And now the Gemara all of a sudden says that nokat lamona v'loi nokat lo, roishe v'rubay also won't help. So the Gemara is not consistent with the Gemara before. So this kasha Taisva says. Let us see Taisva. V'chi loi nokat lo v'nokat lamona mishori kasha. The Gemara doesn't flow. The Lael Kamar Heiche de Nokit Mone Vloy Nokit Lo Loiti Boiloch the Beine Roishe Veruba. The Gemara said Yuzichan Id Roishe Veruba. Vahash the Porech Mishori. It's not Muta with Roishe Veruba. Ishloime Loimishum the Pshita Lei Kamar Hochi. Hello, afilu im timtza loyme de shori. That's what the Gemara said before. The Gemara did not mean to assume behechlet that it nokat lemona veloy nokat lo, that it'll be muta with roishe veruba. The Gemara says, if it'll be muta, you will zicha need roishe veruba. That's what Taisva says on the Gemara. But al kaponim, it seems we were poishet to shaila, because we have one baraisa that says he's not permitted to hold the keli. We have another, he's mechuyev to spill out the water. We have and the Mishnah baraisa, he's permitted to hold the keli. So mistoma, that's pshat. The Mishnah is speaking about noket lov and noket lamona, you need a shiv reishe veruba. And the baraisa is speaking about noket lamona, so then, afilo reishe veruba won't help. And for the Gemara, Ha itmeralo. This bereise that you found, that the bereise says lo yemala odom mayim v'yitein b'shavus of nei behemtoi. He's not allowed to give it. He's not allowed to hold it. Avam amala yu v'shoifer. This is talking about a different story in Gans. Ha itmeralo omar abaye. Hocho be'eves ha'oimed b'shus haram. Gevoya yutvochim v'roichev dalet. We're speaking about an Avis B'shus HaRabim that's Gavoy Yitzvochem V'roichem Dalet. V'roi Shei Echad Nichnas L'Bein HaPasim. Gzeira Adul Mechozi Leila Avis the Mekalkul V'osi Lisit Kunei V'dore Leila Davrei Bahadei Komafik M'shus HaYochid M'shus HaRabim. Now, before we explain what the Gemara is saying, let us look at picture 26. Now, this is the way Rashi explains the Abaye's Teretz. We have here a situation that we have here Avos. We have here an Avos that is in front of a Rishus HaYochid. The Behem is in the Rishus HaYochid. The Behem is sticking out his head. That's where it eats. Now this Avos has a Teiris Rishus HaYochid. It is ten tvochim tall, four tvochim wide. There's Rishus HaRabim all around it. Now, let us look at the Diyumdim. Now, this was made perfectly. That means a behemah needs food, and the behemah needs water. So this was made that the Avos was attached from the Rishus HaYochid. It went into the Diyumdim, which is also Rishus HaYochid. And so Memele, it's Givaldik for the Behemah. The Bala Behemah is Shoye from the Boyer. He takes out of the Boyer, which is Toich HaDiyumdim, which is a Rishus HaYochid. And now he's going to give it to the Behemah. Now, before we'll see Rashi, let us try a little to explain what the problem is over here. If you'll notice, the way this person made the avos, he made the avos, if you look on the front wall of the avos, there's a crack in the wall. That's towards the sides of the behemoth. Now this crack was made on purpose. Now what's pshat in this crack? Pshat in this crack is as follows. That really, what he would like to do, the Bailim would like, there's a Miradika Eitza over here. The Eitza is, usually you have a problem, Vikum Tekatze B'Devasa. Here we have a different problem, Vikum Tevasa to the cat. So he was speaking about a cow. We want to go and transfer this water to the cow. Now, there's a problem. There's a Rishus HaRabim in between. So, Zomer Ad Noisim Veinik. So there's an Eitze. There's a Meiradika Eitze. What is the Eitze? The Eitze is this bucket that he's holding in his hand. Let him put it on the rim of the Avos. The rim of the Avos is a Rishus HaYochid. And he's going to walk with the bucket, and he's schlepping the bucket on the rim of the Avos. So what is he doing? Nothing. He's walking in the Rishus HaRabim. He's being metal to something in the Rishus HaYochid. The Avos is a Rishus HaYochid. So he can go and schlep the pail, the bucket with the water. He can schlep it on the rim of the Avos, and he'll bring it right in front of the Pora. She'll stick her mouth into the pail. That's he drinking. And Shalom al Yisrael. Not as explained, it was so situated, even the pail even won't spill over. It's gewaldic, she'll drink, and darf es nicht halten. Can go back to learn, the behemoth is taken care of, and so on, Shalom al Yisrael. Abolaida, we have here a problem. What's the problem? The place where it would be convenient to put the bucket, we see there's a crack over here. He can't set it up over there. Das teig doch nicht. He has to do something to fix it, that he should be able to set it up over there, that the porer should be able to drink. Now, we saw enough already. Now let us see Rashi. Now Rashi is going to explain the full gzeira. Ha'itmer ala. This case that it says one is not permitted. Layimalei Odom. Mayim v'itim b'shavsin lebhemta evamalu v'shoifer. Ha'itmer ala. Kloima. Ki bo inon roishay v'ruboy. B'deloy nokat lo. That you we need keep. I'm back to where we started off to begin with. I'll tell you that we ask the shaila. Do you need roishe veruba benokat lo venokat lamona? Could be nokat lo venokat lamona. You don't need roishe veruba. Ki bo ina roishe veruba bedeloy nokat lo. And then v'chi have roishe veruba shori. Period. I'm back to my shaila. The way I said before, that you need Roshe Beruba by the Loi Noket Law, by Noket Law you don't even need Roshe Beruba. You found a Beraisa. Beraisa diktoni lo yemale v'yitein hu atzmei lebehemtoi. So it seems that you're not allowed to give. Why aren't you allowed to give? If Roshe Beruba helps, so let's give it. Hotirza abaye lekamon. The lav bebehemoi medes pershus harabim v'roishe v'ruba bein apasa. This beraisa is not speaking about that the behemo was standing in the reshus harabim and roishe v'ruba is bein apasa maskim. If that would be the case, it's sichamuta afilo loy nokat lo. You're allowed to go and give the behemo. But yeah, elo, it's speaking about a goran under a case. The behemo medes bebayis. We're speaking about the behemo is oimed bebayis. And there's an avis that's mesukin lo lefonel b'shus harab gevoy asor v'rochem dal. The avir ishus hayochid. The noisin lo shom teven u'mispoy mishus hayochid. So there he fills up. It's mamish meyer convenient. He goes in the tavern and mispah, he puts into this avis from the Rishus HaYochid, and the avis is also a Rishus HaYochid, he takes out from the inside of the house into the Rishus HaYochid. The Rosh HaAvis nichnas lebein apasim. Now, the Rosh HaAvis entered bein apasim, as we see in the picture. So now we have an oif and how to get water also. this behemoth is taken care of completely.
So now, what is the shaila? The lo yemale min ha-boyer.
He should not fill up from the boyer. And he'll put it now on top of the avos, which is still inside the bein ha-pasim.
And he'll
start walking derech reshus harab. He'll walk derech reshus harab. He's going to carry the dli, which is on top of the yavis. He's going to carry it to the behemoth. You're allowed to do such a thing. He's not doing anything wrong. Because even though he's in the reshus harabim, the total tutzach in reshus hayochid, hocha osa. Here it is osa. Why is here osa? Dilme. Kiboy lanuchi dli al roisha avis.
When he'll wanna put the dli in the bein ha-pasim, he'll wanna put the dli beroisha avis.
Chazilei le'avis the mekalkel beroisha shel b'reshus harab. He'll see that it's mekulkel. The roisha avis that's b'reshus harab, this side where we have this crack. He thought he's taken care of already. He's taken care of. That he just has to go, and there'll be metaltal, the dli, to right in front of the behemoth, will top and bas, and then he can go back to his Suda Shabbos. But he sees, as a teidachnish, the mekalkel beroyshe sheber shusarab. Uminshi, and he's gonna forget. So now, all his plans became bottle. He thought it's a 5-minute affair. He's gonna first take care of the behemoth, then he's coming back to the Suda, alle Waltendach in the Veinik by the Suda, and he's gonna just take care of the behemoth. So Teichdachnish, he has no place where to put the Davlo on top of the Avis, it's cracked over there. So he has to do something in Shabbos to make a Mokim, a Matzev that you could set up the Davlo over there. He has to do something, he has to fix it. Uminshi, she's gonna forget, so get fatumul, so start carrying it out already. Like this, if everything stims, everything geht as a yekish, he's kalten, so he knows the Shabbos, and he just has to go and glide it on top of the avis, and he'll bring it there. But now that he sees that's mekukul, so now he has to think something else. He's gonna fix it at Shabbos, he can be misakad, so he became mevulbul already. So he's gonna go there to fix it, and he's gonna carry it in his hands. That's what Rashi says. The Taisus HaRosh asks on Rashi, why should you say such a thing? He'll go there, he'll be metaltal until there. Why do you have to say this pshat? Al Kaponim, because we'll see there's another pshat in the Rabbeinu Chananu, but Al Kaponim, this is what Rashi said. You have to know, do we understand it, or we don't understand it? Rashi says we're afraid right away, that he's going to go, since he sees that it's mekulkel, he's going to carry it already. He got in ganzen fatumul, he's going to carry it already. Uminshi v'dori le'le davle bahadim. V'ozo le'tkune. He's going to go fix this place. V'kom ma'pik. Oh, this is the shreklich. V'kom ma'pik mi bein ha'pasim. L'shus harab. And Chazal were afraid this might occur. Takin Shabbos is going to occur. The Avis was never so strong to begin with. Seems this was a likely thing that might occur. Hilkach, so Chazal wanted to avoid that such an occurrence should occur. Lo yani chen of yital talenu. He should, so therefore Chazal said, don't you dare put it on top of the Avis and start being metaltal, because we're afraid it might happen azazach. Ela shayfech al ha Avis. The only thing you're permitted to do, you're not metaltal the davla. You fill up the water from the boyer, you shayfech al ha'evis amayim hulchem ad behemah me'leim. The behemah won't be able to drink pure water. They have to be in the avis together with whatchamacallit, with the tefuah there. That's how it has to be. You're not permitted to be metaltal. So that is pshat in this baraisa. The yamalei odom mayim v'yitem b'shavus amnei behemtoi. That the yitain b'shabbos of nebehemtoi, avol b'maliu b'shayfach b'shayses me'ala, and that's how Abaye learned pshat. And let's see nachmo the loshna gemara. hoche be'eve so'imet b'shusacham gevoi yutfochem v'roichem dalet, v'roi she'yachad nichnas l'bein ha'pasik, zei rodul mechozi leila eve is to mekalkul, he might see that the eve is mekulkul, where he's supposed to put it for the behemah, and he'll go to be misakin it, the dori leila davla bade, and he'll carry the davla together. He's going to fix his inkaida davla, because mapik meshus ayochid leshus arab. That's mamish the way Rashi said it. Frag the Gemara, v'chi hai gavne. You're afraid of such a case. Maybe this might happen. Frag the Gemara, afilo such a case will happen. Mi mechayiv. Let's see if there be such a case. That he's gonna go and see it, he's gonna go and he's so far tumult, he's gonna take out he's gonna carry the davla and put it down in the Rosh Hashanah. Mi mechayiv? Is he then chayiv? Did he do an iser d'oraisa? For Omar Rav Safra, Omar Rav Ami, Omar Rav Yochanan, I'm a fan of chafetz of mizovis lezovis. A person makes an akir in a reshus hayochid with an intent to bring it into another corner. Benimlach aleim vohitzion. And later he changed his mind and he decided to take it out to reshus haram. Potter. Shloihoisa akir in mishor reshoina lekach. When he was oike the chafetz, it was an akiret not l'shem haitzo, it was an akiret l'shem pinoy mizovis l'zovis. So memele, so there's a din of malachas machsheves, that you have to make an akiret for a haitzo. And if you didn't make a akiret for a haitzo, you're potter. So memele, frek the Gemara, when this person picked up the davle, he wanted to glide it on the walls of the avis. So he wanted to take it in the Rishus HaYochid. That's Mephana Chafetz Mizovis Lezovis. He had no intentions of taking it out to Rishus HaRam. He wanted to glide it under Rishus HaYochid. Then all of a sudden he saw what happened. He has to be Mesak in the Avis. So he decided, so he got Vatumult and he put it, so he carried it. He didn't put it on the Avis. He carried it in his hand. And now he's carrying into Rishus HaRam. But since there was not an Akire L'Shei Maitzo, since only Oiver and Isra the Rabbona, this will happen. So they assailed the whole process because he might be Oiver and Isra the Rabbona, that's Exere L'Exere. And the Ritva speaks out, this whole thing is not to Shriach. The whole Geratzke is not to Shriach. So, but if there'd be a possibility, maybe be Oiver and Isra the Raisa, no, Chazal V'Goyzer. But if the whole Meduber is only here on Isra the Rabbonon, af an elksten tzir betzayin on Isra the Rabbonon, so why should they make such a gzera? That is pshat in the Gemara's kasha. Elo zok the Gemara zimnin de misakin lei, behoder ma'ayil lei, vekom ma'ayil mirshus harabim lishus hayoch. Let us see Rashi. וכי אגב נמי מחייב, כי אוק אמר שוסיוכד עדייתי לנוכי בשוסיוכד. When he was oikel from the Rishusayochid, from the Bein HaPasim, he wanted to put it down בשוסיוכד, ואינשי, and then he forgot. ויאף כאילו שוסרב מי מחייב מי דרייס, דליג זה רבונון, בדלוי אבקי, משום דלוי לאיסי לאוכי, that רבונון should be guys of such a case, he shouldn't come to do it, for אפילו when he'll do it, it's also on יד רבונון, שלוי הויסה קירה, ובשבס מלאכס מחשבס, עשרת הויר שנזכבן לכך, אלא, so the Shabbos is only also when he wanted to do the Malach, אל ששוגג בשבס, כסובה שיים חיל, אוי מלאך איזו מטרס, that's called a שיים, אבל כלי נזכבן, Potom ichatos, vekim dinami, osili de kach lekech yuva de reise, lo iboilon le migzer hetere mishum ho, so she have to be make a gzere because of this. And for the Gemara, no, vahoda ma'ayile le davla le avis le boso de takne vika okale mishus harabm adaite la nuche bershus hayochi. So the Gemara says, no, no, we're afraid of the same, like I told you before. He's gonna take it out, and he's gonna put it down into the Rishus HaRab. Now he's gonna go and fix it. So on this etzim carrying Memela, it's only an Issa Darabonon, because there was no an Akira of Malachas Machsheves. But afterwards, now he's going to go and fix it. He fixed it finally. But now the davel is in the Rishus HaRab. Now he's going to pick up the davel and put it on top of the Yevis. No, so now he's going to make an Akira, an Emes Akira. So Mameo, this is an Akira, Rishus HaRab, Rishus HaYor. So that is what they were afraid of. Let us see Taisvis. Osanyelo Yemali Gabi Pasi Birois Misnaya Umashme the Goyam Asnisen. It goes on the case of the Mishneh. It is also awesome. So why is it awesome? But the Loi Nokit La Ayri. So there it's speaking about the Loi Nokit La. Dibe the Nokit La Ayri in Kemailo Roisha Verube Shalpor. The Mishneh says you need Roisha Verube, so why is it Abba Kaponim Roisha Verube will help? So Kochach there it's speaking about the Loi Nokit La, and the Mishneh is speaking about the Nokit La. Omar Abaye Hoche Be'evis O'imit B'Rishus HaRab. Peish. Shabaheime. So Taisus does not want to learn like Rashi that the Behema was in a Rishus HaYochid. So Taisus says as follows. Per Shabaheime Oicheles Min Ha'evis B'Rishus HaRab. Eitzel HaPasim. The Behema is standing by the Pasim in the Rishus HaRab. The Kamash Melon Liyamale Dli. Where the behemoth is standing. The Yelech Shom Imadli. Akashi says, I'm mapping Meshus Hayoch Lushus Haram. Aloshev Lavonel. He goes and spills into the Avis. The Chinami, so then, if he spills out, the Chinami Chosi Larosh Avis Niskalkul, he is nothing in his hands anymore. The shofach he niyachadli ben apasim. Bechinam dochak Rashi leforish habehima imedes bebayis. You have to say that the behima is imed bebayis. Taisus doesn't like this. V'yesh svarim shekosu behem v'chein girsus rabbeinu chananu. The chash is a little different. Dilme chazi leavis the mekalkul. He'll see that avis is mekalkul. Umapiklei ledavle bahadai hadai perish shloyuchol lahoniyach hadli beroy sheibe shebeina pas. You see, it's mekukol. He won't be able to put the dli beroy sheibe shebeina pasim. He can't leave it there. That means this is going to take care of the Rabbeinu Chanan of the Taisus HaRosh's kasha. But the dli shepasim, it's also mekukol, so he can't leave it there. Umapik leile davle, so he'll take the davle, derech ha'evitz, doi medodem b'shus ha'rab, metalto b'shus ha'yochid. V'chozi leile idach gise de mekalko. Then he's gonna come up to the behemoth, he'll see by the behemoth, also mekalko. So he can't leave it there. Because mapik lei, b'shus ha'yochid, b'shus ha'rab, monach lei perish al ala b'shus ha'rab, adem isakin leile evo. So that's how the Bein Hanan learned. Bein Hanan learned we're afraid for two kilkulim. That, not the way Rashi says he gets fatumult and start carrying it. No, he won't, Bundradnish fing fatumult to mention. He'll pick up the davle, and the man that put it on the Roisha Avis, and he'll see that the Roisha Avis on his side, it doesn't balance there. Something's broken there. So fine. So he's not this way. So he goes and schleps along the davle on the Roisha Avis, till he comes to the behemoth. By the behemoth he sees it's also broken there. He can't leave it there either. So Mimela, so then what he's going to do, so he's going to put it now down on the karka. He has to fix the place. He has no place where to put it. So he put it now down on the karka. So that's the chash. The chash is that he'll take it out from the Bein HaPasim, and he'll slide it over to the Mokim HaBehemi, and he'll see that by the Mokim HaBehemi is also no place where to rest the davle, so put it down on the ground. So it comes out, he took out from a Rishus HaYochid to a Rishus HaRab. And that the Gemara asked, but there was no one Akira Lekach. So the Gemara answers, so the chash is, now ladies, going to pick it up from the Rishus HaRab and put it on top of the Eid.